T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the election, there's a whole bunch of things both locally and nationally that I'm interested in. And obviously, Governor Ned Lamont is running for re-election, and we will have a new Secretary of the State as well. And I wanted to bring in Chris Keating of the Hartford Courant, the Capitol Bureau Chief. I mean, there's something in today's paper about the gubernatorial race. We'll get to that in a second. But I wanted to start with the Secretary of the State. First of all, Happy New Year, Chris. How are you?
Happy New Year. How's things?
We're good. Listen, by my count and reading your stuff, and it seems like there's 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans that are doing more than just sniffing around for this Secretary of the State position?
Correct. Yeah, the job doesn't come open that often. It's a 4-year job, and Denise Merrill has basically had it for 11 or 12 years, 3 terms. She'll be there until, almost another full year. But she's not running, and the constitutional offices, both Secretary of the State, Attorney General, things like that, they don't come open that often. So when they do, there's a bit of a mad scramble to try to get in there.
Now, I mean, the one I can remember is Susan Bicewitz, who held the position. Is it a springboard to larger political ambitions?
It can be. It can be through the years. Ella Grasso had it, and she became governor. Barbara Cannelli had it, and she served in Congress for something like 15 or 18 years. Bicewitz became lieutenant governor. So, yes, it can become a springboard. Not every person who gets the job becomes governor. But, yes, the answer is yes.
So in terms of candidates, we want to make sure we give equal time. But are there any sort of more householdy names we're talking about here? Anyone people in our audience might already know?
Well, there are people in the legislature, nobody of the height of, say, House Speaker. But if you know your local legislator, there's Senator Lesser out of Middletown. There's Hilda Santiago out of Meriden, Josh Elliott out of Hamden, and Stephanie Thomas out of Norwalk. So at least 4 of the people in the race are state legislators. So, which means that they know how to win elections. However, this is a statewide election, so it's a much bigger deal.
Now this, I don't know. Maybe I don't know the full extent of the responsibilities, and I probably should, but I always looked at the Secretary of State as a bit of a, bureaucratic job and just a lot of technical aspects. But I guess with the way the focus has become so intense on elections, this is a bigger job than maybe it's been in a long, long time.
Yes. There are a lot of technical business-related things, actually, with, if you create a small business, you got to file it with the Secretary of the State's office, et cetera. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff. But yes, as the state's chief elections official, we saw Denise Merrill on any number of press conferences regarding the absentee ballots and all the things related to COVID. That was pretty much constantly in the news. And a massive number of people, as you know, voted by absentee in 2020. A lot of elderly people did not want to go to the polls for fear of catching COVID, et cetera. So, there's a lot of issues in play.
We're talking with Chris Keating from the Hartford Courant here on Brian & Company on WTSC News Talk 1080. In today's paper, we talk about the governor's race. And, we know Ned Lamont over the years spent millions on his political ambitions, and Themis Claridis is spending some money, too. Just give us a sense of, Stefanowski, Bob Stefanowski, hasn't declared yet, but everyone assumes he will. What is the financial landscape right now as people gear up for the race for governor?
Yeah, well, Themis Claridis, who was the House Republican leader until not seeking a re-election, has spent about $400,000 of her own money, which is a good piece of change. It's not a huge amount in Ned Lamont's world, but she's spent a lot of money on consultants and media people and all that kind of stuff to get the ball rolling on her race. Ned Lamont has spent about $200,000 so far of his own money. That is smaller in round numbers. He probably spent $40 million on his three previous races for U.S. Senate and governor. And generally, Stefanowski last time raised and spent about $6.5 million, et cetera. So these races can be very expensive. So, but Lamont is spending a lot of his money on polling. He didn't want to talk yesterday about exactly what results he's gotten from that polling, but politicians do a lot of polling, as you know.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, with Claridis, I mean, if she's already committed to run, maybe she doesn't necessarily want to know, you know, whether she should or not based on how popular she is, but where she needs to target herself and so on. But my curiosity is, I mean, Lamont must have some money already in the bank. Why would he be at this point spending his own money? Are they not allowed to spend campaign money, or how does that work?
In other words, spending his own money on the campaign?
Yeah, as opposed to campaign money that they've raised.
Well, I think he, for Lamont, it's easier and faster for him just to use his own money. In other words, raising campaign money is time-consuming, and it's not all that easy, and you have to do a lot of events, and you have to raise it in relatively small increments. So if you are a wealthy person like Lamont, it's a lot faster to write a check for $100,000 or $200,000 or things of that nature. It's faster, simpler, and the whole process is a lot easier if you have that kind of money, and not everyone does.
We're talking with Chris Keating of the Hartford Courant. I mean, do you have the sense that these are the three candidates, Stefanowski, Claridis, and Lamont? Do you have any, and you don't have to give names, but do you hear any rumblings of anyone else who might possibly jump into this race?
I guess there could be others. One thing to remember, in 2018, the last time that Lamont won against Stefanowski, some people came out of nowhere and they didn't even go to the Republican convention. There was a five-way primary in 2018 that sometimes people forget. Three of the five went to the Republican convention, which is in May this year at Foxwoods, and two of them petitioned their way onto the ballot, So including Stefanowski. So if you have enough money and if you can petition your way onto the ballot, sometimes you can go around the whole Republican convention or Democratic. So, no, I wouldn't rule out people, other people getting into the race.
You know, this is you might not have anything on this, so just please accept my apologies if not. But do we get a sense there'll be any serious? I mean, I had a conversation with a couple of people over the weekend that there's just not a ton of depth on the Republican side. I mean, what will is Blumenthal expecting much of a challenge in his Senate race?
Blumenthal, not a ton. On the Republican side, there's a guy named Peter Lumage who's run for statewide office three times. He's going to be going against Blumenthal. He has run for U.S. Senate. He's run for governor, and he's run for Secretary of the State. He hasn't won any of those. He lost by 3 percentage points to Denise Merrill for Secretary of the State. He's in the race, and there's another guy, a Simsbury landscaper named Robert Hyde, who has been in the news regarding the Ukraine ambassador, and I wrote a story on him. He was in the war room down at the Willard Hotel before January 6th. So Hyde is a big supporter of Donald Trump, and he says he's running for U.S. Senate against Blumenthal. But neither of those people obviously are as well known as Blumenthal, who is probably in the top five best known people in the state, maybe even higher.
Right.
Blumenthal, Lamont, Murphy, those are the kind of big names that run that way.
And Keating, big names.
There you go. Now you're talking.
All right, Chris. Have a good one. Right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, Chris Keating from the Hartford Current, the Capital Bureau Chief. Always good to have on when it comes to local elections. We'll have him a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.